Hey, this is a day of podcast on the calendar, so I wanted to talk about something that I text myself every single time I come up with an idea, pretty much as to something to make a video about or even discuss. And today's topic that I wrote to myself is, quote, "People inventing things only revealing the evil in them when they point a finger." So I guess what I'm saying here is, it seems like, and this seems pretty consistent online more than anywhere else, that we, when we are aggressive towards others, like when we're quoting someone, when we're saying what they've done, that's one thing. That's just reciting what happened or what was said. But I have a situation in a lot of videos where I straight up indicate in no way something, and yet people invent things. They create some kind of distortion or immorality or whatever. And something that I specifically want to highlight is the topic of perversion. Example, there's this idea that I sleep, allegedly, they say that I'm with physically, romantically, whatever, every person I ever make videos with, apparently. They just see me with somebody who's, it's typically the opposite gender. Like, I don't know why they don't think I would get with people the same gender, but it's almost always the opposite gender. They say, oh, so-and-so was on camera with this guy. He must be sleeping with them. When there's no indication of such a thing happening. And I've never had a person, like an actor, where I hire them and then later on we fall in love. No, that's not something that I would pursue. Because I'm like totally in a relationship and I haven't met somebody compatible with our poly relationship, especially when it comes to actors. There's a lot of people who have hit on me in the past who are actors and so forth. I typically don't find out till later because other people have to tell me, because I'm the type of person who just doesn't notice when he gets hit on. It's like, oh, that person was laughing at everything you said and was overreacting in a positive way to your every move and comment, and they were blushing around you, etc. I'm like, really? I didn't notice. Regardless, the assumptions that people create, like, just, I'll give you an example. There was this Christmas event where somebody was having kids sit on their lap and kiss them on the cheek. And somebody I know went ahead and told everybody around that that person was a predator of children because he would say, kiss me on the cheek, right? Okay, so that is a leap. That is a reflection of your own mind. And it's not necessarily a reflection of real life. I'll give you an example, another one. When I say someone has done something, it's from their own admission. Typically, or from someone that they know personally. Like if somebody says, oh, I think old women are really hot, I will in turn say, hey, this person thinks that old women are really hot because they said so. All right? They literally said it. And that's that. They literally said it in a serious tone that they're into old women. So that's it. There's no leap. There's no nothing. There's no imagination or anything. That's it. But then you have people who will actually straight up go and say that because, you know, this guy in his 40s or 50s had kids sit on his lap and before they got their Christmas gift, they had to kiss him on the cheek. There are people who will say, oh, that guy's a total predator of kids. And that is a leap. Okay. And that is the difference between, you know, normal, rational people and people who just jump all over the place. You know, with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson hung out with kids alone in his room. Okay, say that. Michael Jackson was accused of being a child predator. Okay, there's that. Accuse him of being a child predator. Support that statement that people have accused him. All right? Now, to say that because Michael Jackson was around children, he is out to mass murder them and hide them in ditches and whatever... This is a leap, okay? And people leap constantly, online, offline, mostly online, but people will see something and they'll spread a rumor based on their leap. What I'm saying long-term, is don't leap. Don't listen to people who leap. Listen to people who quote exactly. Listen to people who tell the story exactly. Don't listen to spin masters or whatever. Like, even with our president. We are the president of the United States. You know, I don't like him. He is one of my least favorite people. I remember when he was on YouTube and everybody else hated him too. All right. Not even Republicans like him. But now the Republicans like him because, of course, he is their president. So they're going to support him in everything he does, despite the fact that if he was anyone else, they would be repulsed by him. Regardless, I remember when everyone really disliked him. But now that half the world likes him, he can do no wrong. Unfortunately, there are people who think that he can also do no right. And neither is correct. And when people look at the things he did or says, a lot of times they'll twist them and turn them until they look like something that fits their agenda. And this happens constantly. But what does this really reveal? This shows how evil so many of us are on the inside. We are saying that, you know, for instance, the president said that, you know, if he wasn't the father of his daughter, he might date her. Yikes. It's a bad example, right? But then people turn that into, oh, he just straight up said that he wanted to sleep with his daughter. I don't know about that. It sounds very incriminating, but it's not conclusive. So obviously, when people look at Trump's daughter, they're thinking these thoughts. They're thinking perverted thoughts. You know, they were led on by this. How could they not think perverted thoughts when they got the freaking president saying something so suggestive? Now let's bring it back. I'll have someone on camera who I'm not doing anything with. Nothing's really saying that we're in a relationship or anything. And then they'll say, oh, so-and-so's cheating on so-and-so, you know? They'll say it with no indication or whatever that anyone's cheating or that anyone's making out or that anyone's secretly sleeping with each other or whatever. And I can't help but think that a lot of times this goes back to the whole once a cheater, always a cheater concept. And when I say this, I'm talking about people who are jealous. They will accuse other people of doing things that they themselves would do in their situation. So if you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend who's like, what are you going to do while you're out? Who are you going to be around? Oh my God, when they get home, you cheated on me. You slept with him. I know you did. They're thinking about themselves in your shoes and what they would be doing. So ultimately, it seems like that old phrase, when you point a finger at someone, there's like three fingers pointing back at you. That's what happens when you don't quote people directly. That's what happens when you start stretching, you know? And that's why I try not to stretch ever. If somebody says they're into something, I say that they're into it, you know? If somebody has done something, I say that they did it. But I knew this guy, and he had cheated on his last girlfriend. And so I said, with no imagination, I said, this guy cheats on his girlfriends because he cheated on his last girlfriend. And later on, he did, in fact, cheat on his active girlfriend. Okay? There's no leap there because I went based on things that he had already done. When you have people leaping, you have people showing what's going on in their own mind and possibly exposing what they themselves would do in that situation. So ultimately, the conclusion is maybe not pay attention to any leapers because leapers don't seem to have the integrity necessary to be worth listening to. You got to listen to people who are quoting directly, who are reporting what actually happens and don't have overwhelming bias to explain why they are taking such leaps. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that because that is such a frustrating, weird thing that people do all the time. When you constantly talk about someone being into something or whatever when they are in fact not, it might make the most average person with most common sense think that really the person who's pointing the finger so much with no basis might be the one who's actually the type of person to do something like that. Which is ironic because you're actively condemning someone else for what you yourself would likely do from your own clear imagination and thought process. We wouldn't accuse people of things that they showed no indication whatsoever of being, unless, of course, we ourselves were not only familiar with that kind of thing, but dominated with thoughts associated. You got to ask yourself, what's the agenda? What could possibly be the motivation? Why is this a use of someone's time? It would be as if, like, if I obsessed over Bill Cosby and what he did. First of all, open and closed, you know, no convincing required. But that's kind of what it is, isn't it? When you feel like there's convincing required, when you're just making stuff up and not using direct quotes or not using actual things people are actively doing, but rather making stretches, maybe that's you being in denial of your own invalidity. Is that a word? I'm not sure if that's a word. I don't know. I think we could all benefit in our own lives from maybe assuming the best in people. Because 99% of the time, most everybody is a decent person. And we're all focused on for that 1% of the time when we are misunderstood. Or we just outright make mistakes like that guy who cheated did. And by mistake, I mean he deliberately and repeatedly cheated on the girl he was with. Maybe that's not a mistake. Maybe that's just being evil. I think that's just being evil. But we'll say like mistake, like you ran a stoplight, all right? You shouldn't be judging someone for that stoplight thing forever and ever. Because the majority of the time, they are absolutely good. And they probably didn't do it intentionally. I don't know what the stoplight's an analogy for. Like, it couldn't be cheating because, like, if you, like, literally sleep with someone else, like, consciously sleep with someone else. Guys, I have slept with people in my mind, like dreaming, and I wake up and I'm so glad it didn't happen because it is the most unsatisfying experience in my dreams. You know, like, you just feel, and like whenever you see it on TV, you just feel sad after it's done. You know, that all these actors are like, oh, that was a mistake. It's your hormones, these things that control you and push you to forward your species. It's your puppet strings trying to pull you in a direction that ensures your seed is spread or whatever, but doesn't really accomplish anything in your own stable life. So I just don't see the point in any of that. And I don't know why people's brains go completely dead. Because me personally, I just, I don't know. I go off what people have done in the past, like exactly what they've done in the past. I don't like to stretch. Because when you stretch, you overextend yourself, and that can cause damage, not only to them, but to yourself as well. So, directly quote, use actual examples of people actually doing things, and don't say people are sleeping with each other with no evidence whatsoever. If I said, so-and-so is super hot, and I would love to just blah, you know, like, then say I said someone's super hot, and that's inappropriate or something. Don't go around saying I actually sleep with people. That's all I'm saying. And I think that these people, if they were in my shoes, they would be all over it. And maybe that's why. Maybe that's they're perverts. And I'm a god. I'm a great angelic
nice guy.
Thanks for listening to my stupid podcast.